Dumb and Dumber is back. What mic are you on?
I'm mic 2, I think.
Mic 2. Okay, you're on.
Yeah, I'm mic 2.
Yay. Okay.
No, I'm mic 4. Sorry.
Okay, not mic 2.
Sorry, mic 4.
Hi, mic 4. Okay, I should be on.
Hey.
I don't know where the headphones are.
Hey there.
Can you hear us? Oh, yes. Yay. Hey okay, there. It's low-key been like a month.
It's been a month.
And yeah. Guys, let me tell you. My life since last show has been the most trying month of my entire life. It's okay.
But
these past 2 weeks have just really thrown me for a loop.
Are you talking from your boob or what? Why is your mic down there?
Yeah, I'm talking from my boob. What about it?
Okay, that makes sense.
Whatever. Did you tell the fans to watch? I mean, to listen?
Yeah, the fans as in.
To listen.
My girlfriend, my parents, my friends
hi,
from Kavya. Home.
Hi, Kavya. Hi, Erica's parents. Hi, friends from home. Is it Vandana? Is it Lily? Is it Sam?
Better be.
Hi, Vandana, Lily, Sam. What about Melia?
It better be.
Hi, Melia.
That's all I'm saying.
I need to do the pre-show check-in. Erica, how are you today?
I'm chilling, but yeah.
Yeah,
like, going back to your trying month.
Oh, my God. I just, like...
But you got 2 job offers.
Well, that's also what's stressing me out.
That's also trying.
Like, I'm going to the Career Center tomorrow to talk about it with them. And I'm really at a loss of what to do. And my grandfather emailed me and he was like, I want to call you and talk about it. So I'm like, okay.
How does your grandfather know?
Because I told my mom. And me and my mom, I had a conversation with her today. She was like, I'm so good at keeping secrets. I don't tell anyone anything. And then
a
couple hours later, I get an email from my grandfather. And he's like, I heard about all of this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, my mom doesn't keep anything to herself.
No, not even her teeth.
No, she doesn't have any teeth right now. But she's actually getting them in a couple weeks. She's been without
long.
Teeth since. Well, she's been slowly losing her teeth for like low-key the past 2 years. But she hasn't had teeth probably for almost a year now, I want to say.
Jesus.
Maybe, honestly, maybe more.
is a station queen. Yes, a station
Wait,
queen.
Wait, I'm really excited for her.
No, I'm not subbing for anyone.
She should get grills.
Yay. She should get grills. It's so funny. Do you have your laptop?
Yeah.
Okay, per, because I don't have mine. We just had our senior send-off for equestrian.
Oh, that's really sad.
It is really sad, unfortunately.
But can we talk more about grills? Because low-key, yeah. I think grills are so cool.
I don't like them.
No, it depends.
How do you feel about...
It depends on the type of grill. Like, if it's literally just all silver, like, on all of your teeth, I don't like that. But there are some that's just, like, one or two teeth, and it's, like, an awesome design.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome.
Okay.
I think it's so cool.
I don't really like the teeth jewels that much. I don't...
Really?
Yeah, I think they're a little strange.
I think they're awesome. I just love jewelry.
Okay, valid.
I would say. If you're blinged up, like...
Bling the freak up.
What the heck?
What the freak?
What the heck?
Oh, we... This is Shannon and Erica, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Radio. Radio.
We had burlesque, or I had burlesque last night, and Erica watched burlesque last night as burlesque's number one fan. Great night. So much fun. I had a really strange night, but I made it to the after party, which I didn't make it to last time because... just did not make it there because the cops were there.
I forgot about I was like there's no way noise you blacked complaint. Out that early in the night. No, I forgot about that
noise complaint. No, I was completely fine. I just noise complaint, so it never like it got shut down before it even started. But last night, so much fun, great community send off. Now it's the summer, classes ended yesterday. I'm so tired and drained. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I don't like every semester at Tufts. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be so peaceful and great, and I get to like 3/4 away through the semester and then everything goes wrong, and it has happened the past like 10 million semesters.
What happened last semester?
Well, last semester I guess everything was kind of going right, everything kind of started falling into place.
Yeah.
And then this semester was like riding that high. I will say probably last semester, the entire semester was just kind of a mess, and I was so tired all the time.
Oh, it's and true. Then, you're doing that research.
Yeah, I think academically everything felt like it was falling apart at the end, but socially everything felt like it was falling into place. But now I'm the opposite, where I feel like socially everything is falling apart, and academically things are kind of going into place. But it's just really stressful. 2 weeks post-breakup... 2 weeks post getting an internship offer, 2 weeks post pony prom, one day post what?
Getting another offer.
Yeah. Actually, well, that was today.
Oh.
Today post.
0 days post.
Yeah. I also keep fading another place that wants to interview me because I don't have the energy to
you just need to give up at this point.
I don't even have the energy to respond to these emails. And then I also started ghosting my therapy because I just also don't have the energy to email back and be like, this is when I'm free. I need to do that tomorrow, but I didn't get out of bed until 12 today. I literally got out of bed, called my mom, walked to Tasty, walked back home, laid in bed, and then got out of bed at like 5 p.m.
That's kind of beautiful, though.
I needed it. That's after kind last of night, I went to bed at 4 a.m. I was walking past Dunkin' Donuts as it was opening. The lights turned on the Dunkin' Donuts as I was walking past it last night.
Oh, my God. I forgot last night I was burlesque. You stayed there until 4 a.m.? No.
My friends had a bit of a difficult time last night, so I had to jump from one friend's house to the other friend's house, and I left the second friend's house at, like, 4 a.m. Yeah. Long talks.
Damn.
Socially, everything's just falling apart. They had a talk today and they're okay.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. They had a talk today and they're okay.
Are they listening?
No.
Oh, okay.
And they don't know I'm on radio right now.
Oh, okay.
They had a talk today and they're okay, but I think they just low-key need to rebuild. But it's also the end of the semester, so it's like everything's just really overwhelming, guys. I don't know how I feel about college. Right now it's beating me in the butt.
How ethical would it be to tell our listeners
what happened?
Yeah.
I don't think any, like, no one really knows who we are, and also, like, I doubt anyone who, let's see how many people are listening. If you guys want to hear the tea,
let's we'll just call them tea. Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill and Bubba Gump.
How many, we have 64, 32, 20? No, we have 29, means. I think.
We have 29?
We have 29
29?
Listeners.
29?
And I don't think any of them will 29? Know who we're talking about.
29? Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Or Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill are some of my best friends, and they were best friends for a year, and they started dating at the end of last semester after being best friends for a year.
Wait, can I also talk the tea too?
Yeah.
I love talking the tea. And they got together, so Jack was dating this girl, let's call her Peaches.
Peaches?
Jack was dating Peaches for like 5 months, and he was like never really that into her. And one time he even accidentally called her Jill. And then they broke up because he just, like, didn't see a future with them. And then, like, a week later, he tells Shannon, oh, my God, I'm in love with Jill.
And which was crazy to me because these were, like, two of my best friends. And I was like, this is ruining everything in my life because I cannot imagine a world where Jack and Jill aren't best friends.
Well, now they're just best friends who are kiki on the side. Yeah.
Who are kikiing on the side. But last night, Jill kissed another guy as, like, a bit for a joke they were doing. And, like, the guy is bi, so, like, to her, Jill was like, it's fine.
And they're really good friends.
Yeah, and they're best friends.
This
and,
is
like,
Bubba Gump.
Jack knows Bubba Gum, and, like, they Gump. All hung out. Oh, Bubba Gump, I'm sorry.
Bubba Gump. Yeah, Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump Shrimp. I have an anecdote about Bubba Gump Shrimp after this.
After.
Yeah. Anyway.
Our listeners need to know.
So, so Jill kisses Bubba Gump, and tells Jack about it after it happens, or like as it's happening, and Jack is like, this low-key is like breaching a boundary. And Jill was like, oh, I didn't realize, shoot. And then there was like a big miscommunication of boundaries and like what's cheating and what's not. And so I had to go to Jill's house after my fun little party last night. And I was there for a couple hours, and then I went over to Jack's house after to talk about it, because I'm just the mediator. Can I also vent for a second and just say, I'm low-key very upset with Jack and Jill because this semester they haven't really been the greatest of friends because they've been in their relationship and they've been kind of absent. And every time I ask to hang out, it's always like a response a couple hours later because they're together. And then they maybe ask me to hang out just because the other person's busy. And it makes me feel a little bad about myself. So anyway, that's my two cents. And so I am a little upset at them. But as a good friend, I'm going to be by their side while this is happening. But they talked and now it's okay for the time being. But also Jill's leaving to go back home over the summer. And
abroad.
Jack is going to be here. Yeah, so.
Not abroad.
I fear. Abroad, not abroad. I fear that might be a little rough. But, hey, I'll keep you guys updated. Maybe I'll do radio with Erica over the summer.
Yeah, that would be lit.
We could have a summer show.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
But now I must ask the listeners, because I'm like, okay, like, in straight relationships, this is weird, but, like, it's, I guess it's socially not really considered cheating. If you're in a straight relationship and like one, like the girl kisses like one of her straight girlfriends, that's socially, that's not considered cheating. That's considered showing your friends love. If a girl kisses, if the straight girl kisses one of her gay best friends, that's still not cheating. That's queer baiting. If a girl kisses one of her bi best friends, same deal. If a guy kisses one of his bi best friends, ho, you're gay. You're gay.
I feel like that also wouldn't be cheating. Like, if a straight guy's kissing a not straight guy, I'd just be like, okay. But maybe I just think I have a different definition of cheating. Like, cheating to me is if he kissed another girl. Like, that would be terrible to me.
Yeah, but Jill kissed Bubba Gump.
Yeah, which is another guy. So then it's like, shoot. And they're both bisexual.
Yeah. Like, if he was completely gay, that would still different. Be wrong.
Yeah.
But like different.
Well, okay, wait. Crazy thing that Jack brought up to me.
Oh my God.
Which oh I didn't God. Realize and low-key was very eye-opening for me. So before Jack and Jill were dating, I asked Jill, I was like, would you ever consider dating Jack? And Jill was like, no, that is repulsive to me. I could never imagine dating or kissing Jack. And I was like, okay, then I guess that's just never happening. But last night when Jill and Bubba Gump kiss, Jill said that she found it repulsive and gross to have kissed Bubba Gump, but that's also the beginning of Jack and Jill's story, which I didn't even realize.
I think Jill, does Jack know that that's what Jill said about him?
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, Jill is one of your very good friends, but she
Jill did something stupid.
She needs to reflect.
She needs to lock in.
This has been a pattern of hers over the years.
I found out their relationship is not good. And like a lot more toxic than I realized. Not toxic, but unhealthy.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Why?
Just like very codependent, and I think there's a lot of things they have left unsaid where they like, I don't know if crossing boundaries is the right word, but like feeling maybe used and underappreciated in ways that shouldn't be happening in a relationship. So I think they have a lot they need to work on and have overlooked because they're so scared of losing each other to the point of like codependence and like can't imagine what are you doing in a world without the other person. So I fear they need like a large like space from each other, and like obviously it's gonna happen over the summer, but I low-key could see this crashing and burning really bad.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I am very scared. But it's going to sound really bad, but it did make me feel a little better about my problems. Because my problems low-key are not, like, in my relationship that just ended, the problems were not as big as low-key the problems that were being brought up to me last night. So I'm like, wow. Because as someone who is in a codependent relationship, I would never, ever, ever want to be there again. And I could not imagine, like, the things that they were both saying to me, I was like, I actually can't live through that again because this is traumatizing for me to hear about.
So what were they saying?
It's just, like jealousy and, like, insecurity and a lot of that. And, like, low-key in my last relationship, I was on cloud nine and I felt so secure and so safe. And then he randomly broke up with me on a Saturday after my, Sunday after my formal, which was crazy. And I hate him for that. But we're still talking and figuring things out. Anyway, don't sigh at me. Don't sigh at me. You know the feeling, bro. You know what I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to separate how you feel when you're with the person. Because, like, I had a breakup conversation on Sunday. And okay, don't laugh at me.
Sorry, careful, my parents are listening.
Yeah, I was just going to say, everything felt so right and natural, and like, yes, he broke up with me, so I should be really angry and mad, but also I miss him so much.
That's
and
he was
the thing is like, I've been saying this to everyone, if he was a bad boyfriend and treated me terribly on the day-to-day, I'd be like, absolutely not. Like, yeah. I'm so done with him. But he was such a good boyfriend on the day-to-day, and he made me feel so loved and so secure and so cared for. Like, I genuinely was never waiting for him to text me. Like, I knew everything was going to be okay. Like, if we spent a night apart, I was never like, oh my God, like, he's so mad at me. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, I don't care. Yes, we did spend a lot of time together, but it never felt like a insecurity need. I need to spend time with this person. It was just like, we enjoyed each other's company so much. And so that's why I want that back so bad. And I'm really trying to figure out what's best for me. And right now I'm too tired to consider what's best for me. And also we just need to have another conversation because Sunday was supposed to be a closure conversation and unfortunately just opened the door wide up. So who knows what's going to happen. Okay, Erica's being mean.
Okay.
Erica's being really mean to me right now and I would appreciate if she loved and cared for
Erica me. Erica was being really funny. But might I say that there were two... Let me remind you of the blossoming love of two of our friends. I'll call them Renee and Toa Bird.
I was literally comparing the situation because I was like, low key, if they can come back from this, maybe we can.
Yeah, low key. Okay, Renee had a hella big crush. Yeah, hella big crush on Toa Bird.
Toa Bird is so funny. You're frying me right now.
Renee had a huge crush on Toa Bird and was like, oh my god, they're so hot. And then they started like seeing each other, whatever. And then Toa Bird was like, we can't do this anymore. I'm stressed out. Like, get away from me. And Renee was like, ugh. And then I was like, oh, I'm a mess, Toa Bird. That was also when they were going through one of my not favorite hair phases of theirs. They're doing so much better now.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank
God every day for that hairstyle no longer being on their head.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And then, what was I going to say? Then they got back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, oh my God, again, Toa Bird was like, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Bro.
But then, third time's a charm, and they've been together for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're literally obsessed with each other.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, people keep saying to me, if he did it once, what's going to stop him from doing it again? But he's just not that type of person to constantly be giving up. And this was very out of character for him. And I think we're in such a pivotal time in our lives where we're like, everything is really scary. And he thought he needed space. And then when he realized that he lost me, he was like, oh, I'm thinking for the first time and I'm self-reflecting and I lost something that was really good. Because men, no offense,
Men
don't self-reflect that much. Not as much as women do.
You should read philosophy. Low Kirk.
That's so performative.
Okay, never mind.
That's so, no, absolutely not. But I
should read
everything he was saying. I was just like, you're stupid. But anyway, so I just like, I wouldn't be scared of him doing it again. It's more of the fact that he chose to give me up in the first place. And I'm like, bruh, why would you do that? But also,
he's not,
I think we're both going into this very logically of like, this happened and we need to figure out whether it's right for both of us to try again or to just give up on it. And I really don't know what the answer is. And I'm still pondering. I haven't really been pondering it that hard, to be quite honest, because I'm just too tired. But this is a post-finals problem. And let me tell you guys, everyone's like, I want to go back to college. College was so much fun. College is trying. I have been tried and tribulated. And I feel like every day I wake up and I get hit by another car.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all I do is
What kind of cars have you been hit by?
18-wheeler trucks.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
So I guess, like, we'll just see what happens. I don't really know what's going on. Maybe next time we're on air, I'll be in a happy, loving relationship. Maybe next time we're on air, I'll be independent and single and out on the town. I don't know. All I know is that the summer's going to be great because, A, we're employed. Erica also got employed since last time we were on air.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be going out on the town and we're going to be having so much fun and it's going to be warm and it's going to be beautiful and a lot of people are going to be here.
Yeah.
And we're going to be happy and glowing and it's just going to be a great summer and that's what I'm manifesting and we're going to be happy. We're going to be freaking happy if it kills us.
That's what's up.
Anyway, that's a TLDR of what's been going on in my life.
TLDR, it's been almost 30 minutes.
Wow. I could talk forever.
I know you could.
I've been in a very talkative, I think because these last, I don't even know, the last like month I haven't felt that talkative and I felt really sad about not having a job. And now that I'm employed and things are a bit up right now, I'm feeling more talkative and I don't know, I'm kind of just filibustering at the moment.
That's a big word for Elmo.
Okay, that was mean.
In
my science of sci-fi class, we had like this final project where we had to make our own sci-fi. And this kid, I kid you not, talked for 30 minutes. And it was supposed to be a 15-minute presentation. He talked for 30 minutes about AI. And it wasn't even like AI in his story. It was literally just about the different AI technologies and how they're evolving. And I was like, this is great. I can read an article about this.
This is not sci-fi. This is sci-non-fi.
Yeah, I was just like, this, it was killing me too, because I had a project presentation, or like a project group meeting to get to. And I was like, I need to go. And you're talking so much about Meta. I do not care. I don't want to listen to Meta.
Nobody cares.
But I will say some of the things he was saying was really interesting and I didn't know about. Like, have you, I forget what it's called, but I think it is Meta that has like this weird like brain AI simulation where it can like track the like neurons firing in your brain when you watch certain videos. I don't know.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, I forget exactly what he was saying because I was so over his presentation, but it was interesting. I think my group's going to get a really bad grade on it because we did it the day before and we made the Titanic but in space. Okay, to be fair, I did not want to do this and I kept suggesting other things and they were like, we don't want to do this, that's too hard. And I was like, well, we're going to get a bad grade if we do something else. And I wrote most of the story and I think the story's actually pretty good.
I want to read it.
You can read it if you want. I can send it to you. But I was coming up with ideas and they were like, that's too hard or like that involves too much. And I was like, bro, we're just going to get a bad grade. Why are you crying?
Because I yawned. But, stop, you know, crying. That's what I'm, you know, people these days try too hard.
Yeah.
They try too hard.
Like my 23 group partner who I was complaining to you about. Oh my God. She was killing me. She told me that we needed to have a draft done yesterday morning. And guess how many pages she wrote in the doc that night?
10.
0. I was losing it. I genuinely, she called me to call me out and be like, you didn't do anything. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I didn't do anything, but it's still 8 p.m. and I'm going to low-key grind this out for the next 5 hours. And so I wrote like 5 pages and we need to write 20. So I did half my work and I was like, I can finish the rest tomorrow. And I was like, I'll do it over the next 2 days. And she goes, well, I don't know what the next 2 days are because this is due in 24 hours. And I was like, the next 2 days as in tonight and tomorrow. That's what I mean by the next 2 days. And she was just being really rude. And guess what? The deadline got extended till Thursday. Oh! And I was just like, why are you being so mean about nothing?
Can I see the text receipts?
She called me.
That's actually good.
I can also show you the text receipts. No digital footprint. Because she was like, she was just telling me to like fix things. And I was like, you have the ability to do that too. You know, like, I don't know why I'm the one who has to fix everything, but I just didn't have the energy to, I just don't have the energy to do anything right now, but I really just didn't have the energy to fight about it.
I heard like, mixed reviews about her. Like, I've heard she's really nice, but I've also heard she's really mean.
I've heard she's notorious in the mechanical engineering department because, I'll show you that. I heard she's notorious in the mechanical engineering department because she is awful to work with. Like, she is so up everyone's butt. And she, like, I have heard she's the worst project partner in the entire world. Like, she is notorious.
That's crazy.
And it makes sense. I think because this is an electrical engineering class, she's a little more humbled. But in the mechanical engineering department, I have just heard that she's terrible to work with and that she just, like, is so anal about everything and everything needs to be perfect. When in reality, all of us are just so tired and we're literally just trying to get by. And like, obviously there are the overachievers, but I want to say a vast majority of us are just like trying our hardest to get by and like get good grades. But she's a perfectionist to the point where it's like working in a group with her, she doesn't want anything less than perfect. And also it's like she kind of takes initiative, but in an unhealthy way where she's just bossing you around the entire time. Like when I was writing stuff about our circuit design, she deleted everything I wrote and rewrote it.
That's kind of fun.
And it said the exact same thing, so I don't know why she did that, but I was like, okay. And then when I simulated our circuit in like a software, I did it the exact way that we did it on like the physical hardware, and she was like, I just think the way I did it in the software is better because it's cleaner. And I was like, well, that's not how we did it on the hardware. So I think we should maybe use the one that's accurate. And she was like, well, the other one just looks more aesthetically pleasing. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. I literally am not going to fight you on this.
Honestly.
I was like, I just can't. I don't have the energy to fight you on this. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, she seems hard to work with.
I just.
I love aesthetics.
It was like,
I love aesthetics.
Some of you aren't going to understand this, but I think you're going to understand this. It was basically just like, have you taken EE20? Honestly, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, you did take it.
Yeah.
It was basically like we made an RCL, or RLC circuit.
I already don't know what that means.
Resistor, inductor, capacitor. And so it's all just like everything in series. And to get...
With the load? Never mind.
Like that a voltage?
Stupid. Never mind. Don't listen to
me. Okay. Anyway, it was just, it's really just a simple series circuit. And to get a 30 microfarad capacitance, we had to put 3 capacitors in parallel because we didn't have a 30, like a, just like one big 30 microfarad capacitor.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. And I modeled that on our simulation to like for our circuit design. And she just did one that just had like a 30, instead of having like the 3 capacitors, she just had a 30, like a 130 microfarad capacitor, if you know what I'm saying.
Nobody.
I don't know why that was so hard to say.
I don't think anybody on air knows what you're talking
about. No, I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, just the way we designed it was different. Like yes, it was the same simulation wise. Like all the outputs are the same, but like the way I did it was accurate to our hardware, and she just did it so it was more aesthetically pleasing. And she was just like fighting me on it, and I was like, I don't have the energy to fight, so whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's just not worth it to fight over, because she was like, the things she was saying was just like very backhanded, where she was like, I think it's smart that you did that, but I just don't think it looks good for our paper. And I was like, you could have just said, can we use my design instead of like trying to like backhand compliment me. Yeah, I don't know.
She really scares me.
She was just making me really mad. Really, I was just like, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you read it?
No, I forgot. Yeah. We should probably play something.
We don't have to. We could just podcast for a while if we wanted. Do you have anything you want to say?
Well, I want to play a Kehlani song. That's what I'm up about. But, like, score! I found the... Oh, this is awesome. I want to play a Kehlani song.
Okay.
I think I'm on Aux 1. I don't know. Okay, guys. Kehlani came out with her new album, self-titled album, called Kehlani. And it's been really good. And my girlfriend and I have been listening to it.
How do you spell Kehlani?
K-E-H-L-A-N-I. Ani.
K-E-H-L Ani.
Anyways, this is called Cruise Control. So we up. I hope I have the right aux. So are you ready?
You said it's 1.
I said it's 2.
It's 2?
Yeah.
I only see 1.
Aux 2.
Oh wait, I'm literally so stupid. Never mind.
Okay.
It's wild to me. I've been alone so long, and I'm proud to be. You say you need more, you know how that sounds to me. You was my road dog when you wasn't hounding me. You're still my baby, but right now this is all I can handle. Just to end up at black cars. And I ain't trying to get too involved if you're planning to walk off. And I hear what you're saying, but I need to know for sure. You know I heard it all before.
Oh, Boom, boom, yeah! How the hell I know your number by heart? I'm too afraid to use it now. I should've known from the start. When I took you to the city, clearly my new baby wasn't new in town. What if she never picks up? What if this is the end of us? Girl, I know I did you wrong and you danced to your song, but you need to get the fuck up out that club. I'm doing that El Camino. Girl, come see your man. Them people, they really your friends. If they was, they would've scooped you, sat you down in Uber and sent you back to your number one fan. That ain't enough. Call me back, baby, we got to discuss. Don't act like that, you're so cute when you wanna fight and fuss. Ooh, I'm telling ya, you gon' make me tear the hell up out of that body
in this club. And they on my body tonight. No reason I'm holding back from giving out dances and seeing what happens when I want you here to my right. The way we've been at and been wrong, I just wanna clear all the smoke. When you do me crazy and I'm mad about it, but I'm hoping that you just pick up on the phone when you get home. Tell me that I'm your girl, it's yours right now. Just cause you ask, I know I act like a brat. If I don't get what I want, that's too bad. When all I need is to be in your passenger seat, put on the gas, trying to go straight home and take all this off and make up in your bed.
Sauced up, baby. I was caught up, but that was back then, baby. Yeah. What's happening? Why you acting? Why you wilding? Why you spinning? Sorry, baby, I f***ed up. I was sauced up, baby. I was caught up, but that was back then.
Hello, we are back. That was Kehlani. That was Cruise Control and Call Me Back. I don't really listen to Kehlani, nor do I know who Kehlani is, but I kind of liked that. We had a good yap session.
Wait, did you just say you don't know who Kehlani is?
No.
Oh, you straight aw.
I'm sorry.
Straight aw. I'm disappointed.
Someone's
in
a relationship, so they don't educate me anymore because they're with their girlfriend. And yeah, that's what I have to say. Kavya, you're the reason that I'm uneducated on queerness now.
Yup.
I'm kidding. It's just because I'm straight and I'm stupid.
Yeah. And blonde.
Okay.
Hey, no, I'm just kidding. I do think you're very smart.
That was really mean.
No, I do genuinely think you're very smart. And, like, I still can't believe you got an offer from Schneider.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad about
That's
it.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, but guys, when I tell you this was the most humbling interview experience of my entire life to the point where I thought about walking out halfway.
I'm dead.
Like, I genuinely contemplated it for a minute because I was so humiliated during the interview because I felt so dumb. I was like, I need to leave. But if I'm being so honest, I think a huge reason why they hired me is because I go to Tufts.
Really? Tell me more. Why?
When the first thing he said when I went to the interview was like this position is like blah blah blah. He was just explaining the position. He was like, we want to partner with students from top universities because we want the university to like use like our data centers.
Whoa, wait, that's really
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't really know what to do. And
if that's kind of really smart of them.
Yeah. If I'm being quite honest, though, they're paying me the same. So that's not really a factor in my decision. It's just the biggest factor is one would be better for my career, but I might be more miserable. As opposed to the other places, so like they were so kind when I accepted my offer. They were like, we're so excited to have you. Like I had like 5 people on the team DM me on LinkedIn. They were like, congratulations, we can't wait to meet you this summer. The CEO follows me on LinkedIn now.
Oh boy.
Like it's kind of a mess, but the career center boy. And I are gonna be hashing it out for a bit tomorrow. I honestly assume our session will probably go over the half an hour because I am tweaked out. I think I need to journal about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the TLDR of my job sitch. And also I would need to get a car to work at Schneider.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other job is in Providence, so I can just take the commuter rail. And it's hybrid, so we could do our remote days together, which would be fun.
Bang.
I don't know. I'm very, very confused and very lost, and I hope the career center tells me what to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I'm still going to call with Schneider and be like, hey, tell me about the job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept it, obviously, at the moment, but I don't know. We shall see. I would feel so bad reneging on the other place because they were so kind to me, and I loved the man who interviewed. I loved both of the people that interviewed me at the other place, as opposed to the interview process at Schneider was low-key very unorganized and humiliating. So,
but, yeah, that's like a frat initiation. Also, Kavya said, hi, Shannon, I will educate you on Kehlani.
Thank you, Kavya. I really appreciate that.
Hey, you should come on a drive with us and you can sit in the way back and we'll just play you Kehlani.
Honestly, that sounds good. I can like contemplate my life.
Yeah.
To Kehlani.
We'll be your Uber drivers.
Who is your best Uber driver?
I have never been to Uvu Java.
I'm really happy you got that. You said that when we were at game night, right?
I must have.
Also, I'm really sorry about how out of it at game night I was. I was really sad.
I know.
Because my stupid ex-boyfriend was supposed to be there, and I'm just sitting with 3 couples, and I already cried post-burlesque because I was like, I really wanted him to be there.
Let me play a song right now.
Okay.
Let me play a song right now.
Okay, she's playing a song.
I don't know if people want to hear this. We can talk off air.
Yeah.
But, like, nothing bad. Just, like, we've been yapping. People want to hear music.
Yeah, we haven't really seen each other much because we've both been so busy.
I know.
So this is
sorry we're taking your time. We're literally just like catching up, and
yeah, we honestly are.
But honestly, I would love that because we're dishing hella.
Mm-hmm.
So much dish.
I love dish.
Anyways, Noah Kahan also came out with an album that's also really good. It's called The Great Divide, and I'm gonna play you The Great Divide from The Great Divide. Here's The Great Divide from The Great Divide by Noah Kahan.
Thank you.
Time that we talked about anything but looking out for calls. We got cigarette burns in the same side of our hands. We ain't friends, we're just morons. We broke skin in the same spot. But I've never seen you take a turn that wide. And I'm high enough to still care if I die. So I tried to breathe the thought that you'd worked overtime to stop. You sit back off and I said nothing for a while.
I hope you settle. hope you're with someone who isn't scared to ask. I hope that you're not losing sleep about what's next, or about your soul and what he might do with it. Storm took the phone lines down, and now you're right, can't call. And you're bouncing off the walls. Stretch my arms real wide, tried to break your fall. But you got up mad as hell and told me that I had it all. I tried to heal your wounds just to say I helped, just to say that some small fame ain't made me someone else. It ain't a high road now, it's just an even ground. And I ain't even around, slow your speeding down. You told me if a lie turned true, and I would still be. You ain't a hero now, cause you cry on live TV. But at least I got a soul still, even if I'm in a bad place, even if I'm eating fast food, sleeping at my dad's place. Happy for your haircut, glad you got your act clean. Showing up back back.
Showing up back bad news, leaving like a bad. fine without you, baby.
Hello. We're back. Shannon and Erica are back.
Hey.
We have to do our... Oh, we didn't do a PSA. Should we do that now?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we should do that now.
Do you want to do it? Yeah. Now that you're the one that's not sitting in the big comfy chair.
Oops, sorry.
I ate at DeWick tonight.
I ate at Carm today.
Wait, twin.
It was so bad.
Yeah. It really yep, bad. It made me not miss it at all.
Yep. I had cauliflower pizza and carrots.
Yum.
Yum. Oh, God. Anyways, Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River and a little less than a mile further up. The Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. About the chipmunk thing, I've been doing this recently. It's really bad and I need to stop. Where I switch up the consonants.
Oh,
and then I need to stop and take a breath. Or I'm like, I was like, chick. Punk. I was like, chick. And I was like, whoa. Chip.
Thank you.
I learned how to do a bird whistle.
Wait, do it. Right now. Right here. Right now. This is so good.
Shoot. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I forgot.
You got it. You're so brave. I feel like you're almost there. Wait, that's so cool. You kind of had it for a second. Wait, that's so good. My dad's really good at it. I don't know how. He does the thing where he's like, woo.
You know? I just did that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't do the woo.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
How did you do it? I don't remember. Now I'm just idiots.
Whatever. I feel like everybody hates our show today.
Oh, wow.
Because it's just us catching up.
Oops. This is Shannon and Erica. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. Had to get that in.
I was just about to do it.
You can do it again if you want. I'm so tired, too. I'm so excited to go to bed after this.
I want to go to the gym.
You're crazy. Maybe I'll go to the gym tomorrow morning. That just inspired me. I think I'm going to get back on my gym grind because I went to the gym Saturday morning? No, Sunday morning. I went to the gym Sunday morning, and it felt very nice.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it because I haven't been to the gym. I haven't been to the gym in so long, so I think this summer I'm going to try to get back on my gym grind.
I need to get back on my climbing grind.
Please come climbing in. I haven't been climbing in low-key 3 weeks. Oops. But I plan to get this summer low-key V5 climber incoming. I'm telling you right now. Oh. Do you know who's the sweetest person in the entire world?
Tell me.
I'm not going to say their name, but the climbing captain. That was my burlesque.
wish I knew. Really?
She's so funny.
Really?
Yes. I made her become my friend last night. Whoa. Yeah. She was actually really funny and like strange, but in the best way possible. Like, I was telling her all my problems and she was like, you deserve so much better. And I was like, Angela, you're so sweet. Oops, I said her name. But I was like, she's so sweet.
Wait, but it's fine because you're glazing.
Yeah. She's awesome. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Shout out Angela. Climbing team captain. Let's go.
She's amazing and she's so sweet.
You're a sweetie.
Thanks for hyping me up and I appreciate it.
Yeah, word.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's really it we have for you guys. We played 4 songs.
Yeah, sorry. We do that a lot. Next semester it'll be better. Swear. Yeah,
and hopefully we have a weekly show next semester.
On God, on God, on God, on God, on God.